Okay. Hello, everyone. GWA backstage. This week I was chosen to do my AMA, so I'll be reading questions, and I'll be answering them like this. I don't know. Let's just get started. All right. So, let's see. First question is, if you could have any one superpower, what would it be and why? This is from Billabong Schlong. This is a weird question, but I've always wanted to fly, I guess. I don't know. It saves money on plane tickets. I don't ever have to buy a plane ticket. I could just fly there. It'd be super awesome, and I don't know. The idea just sort of stuck with me. Let's see. He also asks, would you rather be able to play any instrument, or would you rather be able to speak any language? I don't know. That's a tough one. I guess I want to speak any language because there aren't a lot of instruments that really interest me. Just the piano. That's about it. I don't know. It would be kind of useless. But any language? I could, if I found out I could speak any language at all that I'd know immediately, make sure nobody was talking about me behind my back in the different language, I can call you out. You know who you are. No one. And last, who is your favorite druggo and why is it Bats? Oh. that answers itself. Yes. I don't know. It's the only guy. I call him a druggo. There's no reason. It's a force of habit. I have to call him that. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Bats. Definitely not Bats. He asked a question too, though, so it's okay. He asks, who is your favorite Vogley superhero-ish main member of GW? Sorry, I'm reading these live. Oh, no. It's you, Bats, to answer that question. But your real question was, if you're sitting at a table having dinner with 5 members of the community, who are they and what roles do they feel? Okay. I don't know how to word this question. Okay. So, let me think. I guess I'll start with Ever Distant Utopia. He's like, because he reminds me of my sister who's like a big weeboo. I don't know. They both like video games. The same type of video games. They both like anime and I don't know. That's about it. Next person I have to be JoJo Sexy, because I don't know, she'd be the person that the only person that I'd talk to keep a conversation going. Let me think who else. There's Crimson King Brunstead. He would be the person that I constantly call out just for giggles. And then, Lord, I think a little Bard of Hope, she's pretty cool. She can draw. She could be the person who draws, like, anything I ask her, because I don't think she'd do it, but in my mind, she would. That's how many? 1, 2, 3, 4. I know. And I guess last but not least, I'm trying to think. Ooh, how about Only Inside You? It'd be the person who
who brings the gifts, you know, just because he's can't be the person that will get drunk and then buy just random gifts. Gifts? You know. I don't know how to talk. I'm sorry. Anyway, the closet whisperer asks 3 questions. First question is, do you have a crush on a GWA member? I think everybody has a crush on certain GWA members. Am I going to say no? Because I have way too many. It would take way too long. I don't know. I can't. I'm too shy. But I do have a lot. I can't name one, per se. Well, maybe I could, but I'm not saying who. Who is your celebrity lookalike? I don't have a celebrity lookalike. I don't think... I've never been told in person that I looked like someone, like in a movie or something like that, or if they have, I just never listened, I guess. Oh, I don't know. If I ever find somebody who I look like in a magazine or something, I'll let you know. But as of right now, I don't have a celebrity lookalike. But that just makes me special. Let's see. Oh, it's like a tongue twister. Okay. I have to do this in one try. I don't know if I can do this. All right, here goes. Peter Piper pecked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper pecked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked? I was thinking I was supposed to do that a little bit faster, but I'm not gonna do it. Because I know I'll mess up, because I can't read. Next person is Northern Thunderstorm. Oh, if I could have a puppy-sized version of any animal, what animal would I choose? Oh, it'd have to be maybe a elephant or a giraffe. Because it'd be cute. It's cute. Or a horse. Or a horse, too. I don't know. So I can carry around and everybody be super jealous. It's like, look at my animals. You can't touch these. These are mine. That'd be cute. The elephant might be a little heavier, but not as heavy as a dog, I guess. I don't know. Daddy's little kitten asks, where is the one place you want to go but never been? I've always wanted to go to Japan or Italy. That'd be fun. But if I had to choose, I guess Japan. Because I know I've heard a lot of good things, and then I've heard some bad things. That I'd want to travel there myself. See what it's like. It's a very far, far away trip. That probably won't happen anytime soon. But a girl can dream, I guess. Oh. Nihydrin. I'm sorry if I get this wrong. Nihydrin Dream Drive asks, you've been chosen to make a jump from 150... 150,000 feet above the earth inside a suit that'll allow you to glide across the South China Sea from the Malay, Pennsylvania to Borneo. Keeping in mind that it's 3+ hours from liftoff to landing with frequent loss of contact with ground control. What kinky thing / act would you physically use or perform and when? Also, welcome to the 30 Mile High Club. Oh, thank you. Shoot. I don't know. Okay, everybody would say fat. That is exactly what I take my toy. If I could take my toy, that'd be cool. I just fat, but I'm afraid like all my juices are gonna run out of my suit because I like to masturbate more than the next person. I'll admit that much. That'd be cool though. Kind of scared of, a little scared of heights, so it freaked me out a little bit. But I guess it fills my dream of flying like a superhero. So I guess that's hitting two birds with one stone. Little Bard of Hope asks, why are you so cute? Aww, I don't know, I just am, I guess so. You're making me blush. Okay. Only Inside You asks, Jazzy, why do you want to kill me so badly? I'll give you an endless supply of gummy worms if you don't. Oh, no. Oh, no, I love you. You're cool. It's a joke. He's cool. He'll live another day. The Writing Writer asks, you have 15 seconds until your house explodes. What's the one thing that you could save? Oh, no. Well, I don't, assuming that my roommate is gone, here's my cell phone, I guess. I don't know. There's a lot of things I could choose, but I guess if I had to choose one, I guess it'd have to be my cell phone. Hey, man. I'd rather be able to call people, get all my stuff like that. Everything else will be fine. No, everything else will be gone. Hey, at least I could call my parents, all my friends, have them all get me new stuff. So I won't feel bad. I don't know. The Writing Writer also asks, someone famous just wrote you a love letter. Who would you want it to be? Who would I want it to come from? Rihanna. I want Rihanna to, she's like a singer. I just want her to write a love letter expressing her undying love of me, even though we've never met. That'd be cool. That'd be like, I love you too. If you wanna have sex with me, that's cool. Or just a kiss. I understand. Take it slow. Chernobyl Greeny asks, what was the last song you heard? I assume that's what it says. That I heard recently? Let me think. Feel Good Incorporated by Gorillaz. It's an old song that that I've been listening to. I've been listening to a lot of old songs recently. That's just the last thing I've heard since I've had music on. And I think that's all the questions I got. Oh. This was fun. Maybe I'm not that known, but you know, hope to one day be able to get 10 million questions. But maybe it's a good thing I did get 10 million questions. That's a lot of questions. But I'm rambling on again. I gotta go. I'll talk to you guys later.